call me Tiago. I don't know who's Marco. I just hit this lotto. I'm building up my cargo. And I know that I gotta go. They call me Tiago. I don't know who's Marco. I just hit this lotto. I'm building up my cargo. And I know that I gotta go.
Yay!
Hi, my name is Corey.
And my name is Tasha. And this is the Spring Fever Duo.
The only podcast bringing a happy start to your mornings.
Have you ever gotten spring fever yet?
Because we both have.
Spring fever is the only disease that everyone wants to catch.
See, spring fever isn't an illness that strikes you down. Actually, it's the opposite.
Spring fever is called the happy disease, and we all hope to catch it sooner than later because who could turn down happiness and laughter?
Spring fever makes you happy and cheerful, and people love spring fever. They can finally get out that winter rut and go out and plant seeds and flowers or finally fix that back porch door.
Spring fever makes you want to do and be a better person, or at least try to be.
Spring fever makes you feel happier and more energetic than usual, but that's one of the many things about spring fever that makes you happy. Another good thing is spring fever makes you energetic and more enthusiastic. Spring fever also makes you have a positive mindset and allows you to do better for yourself and who knows, maybe even change your life around. It's not like any other virus or disease. It gives you the good vibes everyone wants. Spring fever puts a smile on your face and it makes you do things you wouldn't normally want to do. If spring fever could go around in all seasons, I think we as a world would be much happier. One day I hope that we all get spring fever and it never goes away because everyone deserves a happy train of thought at all times.
Yay! The symptoms of spring fever include shortness of breath, excessive smiling, perfect energy, and perfect mindset. You will indeed lose your breath during the spring fever, not only because you're happy, but only because you'll make things look beautiful and perfect. You will smile excessively because you'll be happy and proud of everything you have accomplished. Having a lot of energy can be both good and bad things. Good things because you won't feel tired or sad. Bad things because you will probably lose sleep and want to run a marathon. A perfect mindset can come to different people in different ways. Some people love it and others call it a problem. Spring fever symptoms are both bad and good, but it all depends on how you look at them.
So you may ask how exactly you treat spring fever. Well, you don't. You go with the flow, build that back porch, plant those seeds, climb that tree, lose that weight, or even just lay back and relax. All I know is if you have spring fever, don't try and get rid of it because it's a great thing. It's not a problem. Stay humble, stay awake to new ideas and new things.
So, Corey, how would you feel if you had spring fever?
I think I would love to go outside, go on the beach, throw a football, go swimming. I don't think I'd ever sleep, to be honest with you. I'd always be out running around with the boys or hanging out with my girlfriend sometimes when she's not being annoying, you know?
In spring, it's kind of cold. How would you feel being on a beach while it's cold?
You'll be hot because you're running around.
Okay.
So, Natasha, what would you be doing if you had spring fever?
I think I would probably take my nephews out and go to parks or plant some type of flower, do crafts, just something to keep their minds occupied.
Yeah? Is that all?
Yeah. In conclusion to our podcast, spring fever isn't the worst thing you could possibly get in the spring. Keep your head up and your mind open and stay up and up to date and try to keep spring fever the longest you can. Make good choices and keep listening to our podcast. See you again on the Spring Fever Duo.